there was a by-election in Magibi district, a district which I reside and have a business and have been operating from for so many years that all of you, even in the United States and everywhere, know. But anyway, there was a petition filed by some young people based, of course, they were injected and instrumented by the ruling party. And there was a case issue filed that to the election commission that I was not resident. Residence means you've been residing in the area. Basically, you have a business or you have property in that area. Therefore, you are fit by the constitution to run. But the issue came about, and the Supreme Court ruled in favor of those who said that I was not resident.
Chief Allen, let me then ask you, now that the referendum is over and a lot of legal maneuvering are being considered, do you think your case will have relevance?
My case is a precedent. I think it is one of the only cases in Liberian history that the Supreme Court has ruled on the domicile clause. So my case is a precedent. Anyone taking up the issue now with the 10-year clause, we would have grounds based on previous ruling. Yes, it does have relevance. It is, in fact, very relevant as it relates to the 10-year resident clause. It is the same thing. You have to reside in the country 10 years prior to your election. There's nothing that said whether you're an incumbent or anything. It says that you have to reside in the country 10 years prior. And that's why most of the candidates now, if there were actions filed, must be interpreted by the Supreme Court as that.